In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. This is the last Sunday of the Coptic year. And again, the reading this Sunday is so much like the one we heard last week. The reading this Sunday is from the Gospel of St. Matthew. And the church, again, wanted to emphasize to us the signs of the end of the world. The end of a new, of the end of a year and a beginning of another year is an occasion, an opportunity for all of us to think and to learn and to always meditate upon that everything will come to an end. We like it or not, this is how things go. One day, everything will end and we will have a new beginning. And the Lord gave many signs by which we can predict that we are in the last days. One of them, the Lord said, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow old. And I think that if we look at the age now where we are living, we can say easily that we are in this age where sin prevails, where now the people are more tolerable to sins and they do not even feel offended when they do it or they see others doing this. Today we will go and we will look at this subject of sin, how sins are alike and how also they do differ. There are many, many similarities between sins generally. The first one is sins are alike in that they all lead to death without repentance. One of the mistakes that sometimes some of us fall in is that we categorize sins as heavy and light. Some of them we feel like this is okay, and this, if we do it, we feel in trouble. But actually, this way of categorizing sins is not biblical. We don't see it in the Bible whatsoever. What we hear it in the Bible is the wage of sin is death, without any specification which sin. Any sin we do not repent, it can lead us to perdition. Again, look at the sermon that the Lord gave on the mountain. He said that, but whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. The Lord doesn't exaggerate. Yes, we do this. We threaten and we exaggerate. But the Lord doesn't. When he says that, if you say to your brother, you fool, you will be in danger of hellfire, this means that even a sin that we look at it as okay, like saying bad word, cursing, reviling against each other, we feel like we can do this and it is okay. Even sometimes our conscience is not burdened with it. This by itself can lead us to perish. So this is something in common among all sins. If not repented, whatever we see it as heavy or light, it can lead us to lose our eternity. Another thing by which sins are alike is that they all lead to guilt, fear, and shame. This is usually the consequences of sin. And this is what we noticed when Adam transgressed the commandment. We read this after he ate from the forbidden tree. Immediately, he started to hide himself from God. The Lord asked him, Adam, where are you? And immediately he answered and said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. This is exactly what follows sin, that we feel like we want to hide ourselves from God. We don't want to be seen by him. We struggle to stand in prayer because we feel like we don't want God to see us. In our state of sin, we feel like we are naked from grace. I want to hide myself. This is something that happens with everyone. Unfortunately, with some people, when they reach a point where they don't feel anymore what is the distinction between right and wrong, they do not feel anything anymore, and this is a very bad sign. If we lose sensitivity towards sin, we no more feel guilt. Life will become for us as if we are drinking sin like water. This is what sin causes to all men, guilt, fear, and shame. Another thing which is also similar between all sins, that all are cleansed by the blood of the Lord Christ. Thanks be to God. There is no sin which is not cleansed by His blood. This gave us hope that whatever we commit, whatever we do, intentionally or unintentionally, we do this, whatever we call it, it is a heavy or light, as we might sometimes categorize sins, all of them are cleansed through the blood of the Lord. We hear St. John says to us in his epistle, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thanks be to God for giving us the way back. Thanks to Him and to His grace for allowing us the ways to repent. As we saw, sins are alike in these aspects, but also they differ in other aspects. How they differ? The first difference is, yes, all sins, if not repented, will lead to perdition, but even in hell, there are some levels. People are not going to be tortured the same. Here, I'm not speaking about God is going to torture anybody. God doesn't torture anybody. But when we choose to linger to Satan, then we go with him. This will become something like a fate that we choose for ourselves. How do we know that? That sins vary in severity in the punishment, in the judgment day. The Lord said to his disciples when he instructed them to go and preach the kingdom, he said, and whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. More tolerable means what? There are some grades, some levels. So this is how they differ. Because, yes, we can look at it and see that there are certain levels with sin. Looking to a woman to lust her, this is committing sin, adultery in the heart. Committing the act is another level. Doing this act, adultery, with violence, rape, I mean, this is another level. Doing this with a relative, what we call the incest, or doing it with a person unlawfully to have a relationship with, another level. So here, punishment of sin will differ according to the level of sin. So when we look at sins and we say this is heavy and this is light, maybe in the severity of punishment, but all of them, if not repented, can lead us to perdition. Another difference is all sins are done outside the body, except sexual immorality. St. Paul is the one who made this distinction in his epistle to the Corinthians. He said to them, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. We sin against the body that is owned by Christ. When we go and we have this unity with the harlot, what will happen is, I separate myself from God, and now I am united, I am one with this person, and now I am sinning against my own body. That's why St. Paul made this distinction, flee sexual immorality. This particular sin is related to the body that is the temple of God. The Holy Spirit dwells in it. We have to look at it with reverence. Also, sins are different in that there are mother sins that can give birth to other sins. Don't be amazed. Yes, there are mother sins. If I'm inflicted with one of those mothers, actually, they will give birth to others. Like what? Like bride. If I have bride, this mother, wicked mother, might give birth to other smaller children and might be shown in my behavior and attitude. Like what? With bride usually comes what? Comes envy and jealousy, comes anger, judging, selfishness, boasting, competitiveness in a way which is not friendly or not for the sake of the benefit of the group. So here what is shown is children of the mother bride. So in order to be aware, in order to kill all of these small children, you have to kill the mother. You have to look at, here is the pain coming from this. This is where the primary, this is the disease from the bride that is in my soul. We have to also look at it with an eye of caution if I am inflicted with these mother sins. Another thing which is also differentiates sins, there are sins committed because of weakness and others by free will. Sometimes we sin, but we feel like we hate sin. We struggle against it. And when we fall, it's because of our weakness. There is a difference between this kind of sin and sin that we live at, we abound in, we abide in it, and also we plan for it. There is a difference between maybe yesterday when I was coming, I lost my temper and something happened. And between I am in the church today and I am planning tomorrow an outing with somebody to have a relationship that I know this is not lawful. There is a difference between when we sin because of our weakness and when we sin deliberately, take our time and we plan it and we live in it and we are fine with this kind and style of life. At the end, my brethren, what makes the difference actually is the sinner, not the sin. What makes the difference at the judgment day is how do we react. We are all sinners, something in common among all of us, we are all sinners. But the people in hell are those people who are sinners and they did not repent. The people in the kingdom, in the paradise, are those sinners who repented and cleansed their sins with the blood of the Lord. St. John in his revelation, he saw a very interesting scene. He saw a multitude of people, they are wearing white vestments and garments. And he asked why they are wearing this white garment, why it is so white, so shining. So the angel said to him, those people who came from the great affliction, living here on earth, who whitened their vestment or garments in what? In the blood of the Lamb. This what at the end will make the difference, my brethren. Am I looking always at my garment? Yes, it might be catching dirt, maybe having some spots. But what makes the difference is, am I always aware to cleanse it in the blood of the Lamb? Here, St. John also instructs us saying, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Lord is warning us from the end of ages, where lawlessness will abound, so the love of many will grow old. We are not called to live in this life of sin, but we are called to live life of righteousness, life of repentance, by which you will be accepted in the last day. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.